Welcome to the Old Time Radio Daily Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Ryans, and today is July 20th, 2010. Today's episode is brought to you by Amazon.com. If you plan on doing any online shopping first, go to otrwesterns.com/Amazon to start your shopping experience today. Today's episode is going to be The Cisco Kid. Original air dates, May 12th, 1953, and the title is Dude. Now, for the history note, on May 28th of the same year, 1953, the first premier animated 3D cartoon in Technicolor by Disney called Melody came out. So, something quite remarkable, the first 3D cartoon, you know, back in 1953. For those of you who want to, at the end of this program, there's a 10-minute clip of the Melody. I'm also going to put a link in the show notes at otrwesterns.com so you guys can watch the video. Here we go, let's get into Cisco Kid.
Here's adventure. Here's romance. Here's the famous Robin Hood of the Old West.
Cisco, the sheriff, he is getting closer.
This way, Pancho. Vamano.
The Cisco Kid. The Cisco Kid in our exciting story, The Dude. The old yellow-veined gold camp in the early days of the West was one men called a rip-snorter. Some of the toughest characters ever to wash pay dirt pitched their tents at Yellow Vein, spat on their hands, and went to work. Others came to steal, like jackals, the gains of the honest. It was a contrast in terms typical of such camps that the Dude should come to Yellow Vein. One drizzly day, when many of the miners had knocked off work, the Dude came walking down the rude camp street. Among those watching were Adam Rouse and Charlie Mason.
Hey, look, Charlie, look what's coming into camp.
Well, by thunder, a blasted Dude.
Striped pants, high beaver hat.
And a flower in his buttonhole.
I can't believe my eyes, Charlie. Hey, is that a cane he's lugging or ain't it?
Sure is. Gold-headed cane, too.
Oh, you cutie, you.
Guess we're going to have some fun today, Adam. He's walking over here. Hey, dude, ain't you lost?
I say, where does the chap dig?
Where does he what?
For gold, old boy. The yellow metal, filthy lucre, and all that sort of thing.
You don't mean you're gonna dig in them pants.
I have a change of apparel in my bag, and the merchant in the adjoining town is delivering a tent for me, along with all the necessary incidentals.
Really? That a dandy.
But you'll get them lily-white hands dirty.
Are you trying to be offensive, fellow?
I ain't only trying.
Now, wait a minute, Adam. So you want to dig for gold, eh, dude? I guess I can show you a place. You see that rise of ground just beyond the edge of camp?
Yes.
That's the place. Go stake out your claim on that. Then start digging, and in no time at all, you'll be rich.
You're ever so much obliged, old fellow.
Oh, don't mention it. The pleasure's all mine, old dear.
They know gold on the knob, Charlie.
That's why I sent him there, because they ain't. But we'll keep on telling him there is till he digs clear down to China.
Hey, it's a wet day, Cisco.
Si, very wet day, Pancho. Uh-huh. Sometimes I think a drizzle like this is wetter than a heavy rain. But with these ponchos on, we will keep dry.
Si, Cisco. Pancho make up a poem about these ponchos.
Oh, I would like to hear it, amigo.
It's like this, Cisco. Pancho's poncho, pinches poncho.
It's not exactly a poem, Pancho, but it will do.
It'll do.
Hey, this looks like a mining camp we are coming to.
Well, the senor dig for gold over there, Cisco. We go watch him, no?
Si, if you would like to watch him, we will ride over.
And Pancho tell the senor his poem, too. It's a good poem.
Oh, there,
oh, logo, oh, logo, oh, nah.
What is this, senor?
What is this, senor? And Pancho make up a poem, senor. Do you listen? Pancho's Pancho pinches Pancho.
Is the fellow a simpleton?
He's far from a simpleton, senor. He merely wished to share his fun with you, that is all.
But what a simpleton, Cisco?
We do not need to talk about that now, Pancho.
No?
Are you having any luck, senor?
Oh, beastly luck, old fellow. I've been digging here for 2 hours without a strike.
Oh, it's not a long time, senor. But do not get discouraged. May I look at what you have dug?
Oh, righto.
Pancho get off loco, too. Pancho think maybe a simpleton good. Pancho think a simpleton almost not quite a poet. Pancho a simpleton.
Well, this earth looks good, senor. There's gold all around. There's no reason why gold should not be here, too. Oh, what is this? Yeah, look, senor.
By Jove, it's a belly nugget.
See, did you stop to inspect what you have dug?
No, but does a chap have to do that?
Well, of course. Gold does not appear in the form of gold pieces, senor. Look here.
Another nugget. And another. Oh, bless you, old boy. Bless you. Oh, I say, this is frightfully jolly. Gold!
Si, senor, you have struck it rich.
Did you say he struck it rich here, hombre?
Si, and so he has.
Oh, I can't tell you, chaps, how sporting of you it was to direct me to this spot.
Well, by thunder, he has hit it at him.
Yeah, you filed on these diggings, dude?
Oh, of course, old boy, you told me to.
Well, we didn't tell you we got a previous claim on it, dude.
That's right. We just hadn't got around to working it.
Is that the usual thing?
Why, sure. What Charlie meant was we just sort of was loaning these diggings to you.
Of course, if that's the way
you... Momento, senor. You say you filed a claim?
Yes, of course.
Then do not give it up.
What are you butting into this for, hombre?
Because you are evidently trying to swindle this man out of what is rightfully his.
Si, and Pancho not like the looks of these hombres.
You keep out of this too, fat one.
Do not call Pancho fat one, hombre.
Come on, Charlie, let's get these buzzards out of here.
I'm with you.
Come on, no fighting, really.
I am not in favor of fighting, senor. But when an hombre starts to fight with me, I'm going to do my best to finish it.
Yeah. One go down, Cisco. He rolled in the mud.
See, now we'll see about this other hombre.
Wait a minute. Did he call you Cisco?
See, he did.
Are you the Cisco kid?
I am, hombre. Are you going to fight or not?
Well, not with you, are you? Come on, Charlie. We're getting out of here.
But this gold.
Never mind the gold. Come on.
Now the fight over, and Pancho think up another poem. And be another simpleton, no?
Awfully decent of you, Cisco.
It's quite all right, senor. And I think Pancho and I will remain near this camp. For those hombres are not going to give up trying to get your gold and this claim of yours.
You know how much that dude took out of his claim yesterday, Adam?
About 600?
$2,000 worth.
You sure, Charlie?
Of course I'm sure. The whole camp's talking about it. He hit into some big nuggets.
We gotta get that claim somehow.
We'll get it. We gotta get that Cisco kid out of the way first, Adam. He's hanging around here today, him and that other one.
Wait a minute, Charlie.
What's the matter?
There's the horses standing by the hitch rail in front of the post office.
What about it?
Well, lots of the boys ain't working today. It's still drizzling some. Eva Walsh ain't working, and he's the mayor of this camp.
What are you getting at?
There's only some way to get some gold into them saddlebags, Charlie.
Oh, make it look as if Cisco'd stole it, eh?
Yeah. You see, a miner's court ain't easy on stealing. If we could work a scheme like that, we'd get rid of Cisco and that other one in a hurry. Then we could go after the dude.
Well, why not? Dude lugged all his gold into his tent in a box last night. Maybe he left it right there. Let's go have a look at him, quick, before Cisco leaves the post office.
Cisco, please write a poem for Pancho and mail the poem to Pancho's cousin in the law, Porfirio.
Si, Pancho, as soon as I finish writing these notes to some of our friends.
Cisco, please write down a poem now while Pancho thinks of a poem.
Oh, all right. May as well, because you will give me no peace until I write down that poem for you.
Si, Cisco. It's a good poem. And Pancho think it all up last night by the campfire in the rain.
How does it go, Pancho?
Pancho tells you first, Cisco, and then you write.
Si. Go ahead.
Dear cousin in the Lower Porfirio, Pancho, Cisco, here in the rain. And rain give Pancho a big, big pain. I like that part. And Pancho like to get so wet because Pancho not want to be a duck just yet.
Oh, Pancho.
Hoping you are the same, your friend and cousin in the lower, Pancho.
But this is no kind of a letter to send to Porfirio, Pancho.
Pancho want Porfirio to think Pancho a simpleton.
That is just exactly what he will think you are.
See, a simpleton, almost not quite a poet.
That is not the meaning of the word simpleton, Pancho.
Pancho thought so, Cisco. What does simpleton mean, huh?
It means someone who is very close to being an idiot.
Uh-huh.
And you are far from being an idiot.
Pancho not want his cousin in the law Porfirio to think Pancho idiot, Cisco.
Of course you do not want, amigo.
Well, Cisco not write the poem. Pancho think up a good letter for Porfirio. Sometime, but not now.
Well, in that case, I'll finish writing these notes, Pancho.
And you do this.
And we'll ride around to the senor's claim and see how he is making out today.
Find that box, Charlie?
It's right over here, Adam. Gold and all.
Well, stuff that gold into your pockets and let's get out of here. Want me to take some of it?
Nope, I can take it. There. Look out through the tent flap, Adam, and see if anybody's coming along the street.
Nope. It's all clear.
Then let's go.
Horses are still standing from the post office, Charlie.
Yeah. We ain't got far to go. Just cross the street.
The only chance we're taking is that somebody will see us from inside the post office. Some of the cracks in that rough lumber is half an inch wide.
Nobody's likely to see us. We're on the off side of the horses.
Yeah. I sure hope these horses ain't skittish.
Whoa there. Steady now, boy. Steady. Nobody's going to hurt you. Lift up the flap of that saddlebag at him.
Yep.
Now to put in this here gold nuggets.
I sure hate to see that going in there when we could use it, Charlie. Yeah,
we stand to make more, and there's plenty more. There. Come on. We'll go tell Reefer Walsh we saw Cisco rob the dude's tent.
Ah, there we are, Pancho. Huh? Put these letters into the mail slot, and we will leave the post office.
Yeah.
It's good to write to one's friends every now and then, Pancho.
Yes, Cisco. Pancho think up a good letter to Porfirio in the next few months.
In the next few months?
1 month, one word.
Well, at least that is easy on the brain, amigo.
Well,
what is this crowd of hombres coming this way for, eh?
I not know.
We saw Cisco move the dudes there and then come across the street and put the gold into his saddle.
That's right.
What did hombres say, Cisco?
Un momento, Pancho. Let them do the talking first.
Hey, you the Cisco kid?
Si, senor.
Well, I'm Reefer Walsh. I'm mayor of this here camp. I'd kind of like to have a look in your saddlebag, Cisco.
Well, for what reason, Senor Walsh?
To see how much gold you got there.
You will find no gold there. What makes you think you will?
Any objections?
No, none at all, Senor.
All right. What's this? This looks like gold to me. All right, what about this, Cisco?
I know nothing whatever about it, Senor. Someone besides Pancho and me put that gold there.
We saw you put it there, Cisco.
Why, you lying coyote?
All right, Cisco. Looks bad for you and your partner. All right, tie them up, boys. Throw them in that empty tent while we draw up the court right now.
We will not submit to this, Senor Walsh.
Take them, boys.
Get your back to the building, Pancho.
See, Cisco, but they come from all around. Look out, Cisco. He gun whipped you. Cisco, go down. And Pancho, keep on it.
I got this one.
Why don't we just string them up, Reefer? Never mind the court.
No, wait a minute. We won't string them up. Not without debating it and then having these two hombres stand trial. That's only fair. Somebody go get the dude.
I'll go, Reefer.
Yeah. All right, now shut up. Shut up, you galoots. Court's now in session.
Against the usual brand of hair-trigger justice dealt out by the miners' court, the lives of Cisco and Pancho count for little. In just a moment, we'll return to the Cisco Kid. Now, back to the Cisco Kid and our exciting story, The Dude. Plotting to get Cisco and Pancho out of the way in order to jump the claim of the Englishman who was known to the Yellow Vein mining camp as The Dude, the outlaws, Charlie and Adam, planted stolen gold in Cisco's saddlebag and publicly accused him of stealing it from The Dude. Now, tied with ropes, Cisco and Pancho are lying in a tent while outside the miners' court deliberates.
Cisco gets free from these ropes, no?
I'm trying hard, Pancho. A new rope. Perhaps I can stretch it enough to free my hands.
All right, now. Now, somebody tell the dude to hustle up and get here. Right.
He's gone off to his tent, Briefer, to make sure his gold's missing.
Oh, all right. Here he comes.
And Pancho try too, Cisco. And Pancho not can get free. Cisco strong. Cisco get free.
I do not seem to be making much progress, Pancho. I'm going to keep trying.
Keep trying, huh?
These miners' courts go more by emotion than by judgment.
That look good for us, Cisco.
No, it does not look good, amigo.
Let him in here. All right, now, what about it, dude? What about it? Your gold gone?
Every shilling. Who would steal a chap's gold in such a barefaced manner?
A couple of hombres called Cisco and Pancho not only would, but did, dude.
Cisco and Pancho?
Yes, Cisco and Pancho.
Oh, I say, that's incredible.
Oh, no, no, no. Now, quit that argument, boys. Order.
I'm working this rope loose, Pancho.
Yes, this is good, Cisco.
All right, now. Now listen to me, every one of you. Evidence seems to be clear that Cisco and Pancho swiped the dude's gold.
Yeah, string him up.
Now, shut up. Now, I ain't through talking. Now, all those in favor of stringing him up, just say so.
I have one hand free, Pancho.
Cisco, give the other one free, pronto. And Pancho, I want to be string up.
See, I think I can now, Pancho.
All right now. All those opposed to stringing him up, just say so.
Aye.
What? Mean to say you don't want him strung up, dude?
Cisco hardly looks like a rascal, Judge. I don't believe he stole my bally gold.
You see, your dude stick up for us, Cisco.
There, my feet are free. Now I'll untie you, Pancho.
Your gold was found in Cisco's saddlebag.
Jolly peculiar, old boy, but let Cisco come out here and tell his own story, what?
Hurry, Cisco, hurry.
See, Pancho, see.
Cisco's going to have a chance to tell his own story, dude. But I'm telling you, he's guilty as blazes. There's no doubt.
There, Pancho, you are free. Come. We'll lift the rear wall of these tents and get out that way.
See, Cisco.
Come on, out quickly, amigo.
All right, now. Somebody bring them hombres out here.
Adam and me will be.
All right, fine.
This way, Pancho.
Hey, but they ain't here.
They got away.
This is far enough, Pancho.
Come on.
Logo.
Easy now.
Pancho, glad to get out of that, Cisco.
Glad myself, amigo. With those hombres, Charlie and Adam. Not seen the last of us. Up, Diablo.
Up, go, Logo, go, Logo, go, go, go.
Come on in, boys.
All right.
Well, howdy, boys. Sit down.
Ain't got time, Reefer.
Hey?
Say, Reefer, that dude ought to swing.
Dude ought to swing? Well, what for?
Help Cisco get away, that's what's for.
How do you know that?
Well, figure it out for yourself. A dude was a long time over in his tent when you told him to go see if his gold had been stole. Sneaked out the back of it, circled the camp, got into the tent where Cisco was and untied them hombres.
Well, wait a minute. I wouldn't think he'd do that. Why would he untie him to lug away his gold?
I believe he's a thief, Reefer. Him and Cisco's in league to rob this whole camp.
Sure. He ought to swing.
You know, it seems to me you hombres are mighty anxious to get somebody strung up.
Well, it ain't that, Reefer. We just want to see justice done.
All right. Justice will be done. All right, now, Bamboos. Go on. I got work to do.
All right.
He didn't get far with that, Charlie.
Only thing left to do is go over to the knob and talk to the dude. And this time we'll make sure he gets out of this camp. Come on.
For the Abajo.
Oh, loco, ho, loco, ho, ho. Why we stop here, Cisco?
Leave our horses here, Pancho. Walk to where the senor is working.
Oh, si.
We do not want to be seen by anyone in the camp, amigo.
They think we go for good, no?
That is what I want them to think. Come, Pancho.
Come.
I have a plan that I think will work with those hombres, and so I... Wait, Pancho, wait.
Pancho, wait.
Hitting it rich today, dude.
Yeah, I'm having jolly good luck, old boy.
Those hombres are talking with him now, Pancho. Follow me and make no noise, and do not let them see you.
Hey,
this is your last day in these diggings, dude. You understand? You're leaving.
Huh?
What Charlie means is if you ain't out of this camp by daylight tomorrow, you're a dead man.
I say, that's hardly a subtle threat.
Anyway, what we just said goes.
As a matter of fact, I'm quite ready to leave. I've mined all the gold I need.
You have, eh?
However, I'll hold this claim until tomorrow in order to clean up the nuggets I've dug today.
Sure, sure, that's all right. We thought you'd be reasonable.
You're keeping this gold in your tent tonight, dude?
Why, of course. No one else would touch it now that Cisco is gone.
Kind of changed your mind about Cisco, huh? You thought you would. Well, come on, Adam.
Cisco, Senor, do you think we steal his gold?
No, I do not think he does, Pancho.
No?
I do not understand him yet.
Me neither.
I'm sure he is not afraid of them. Uh-huh. Yet, when they threaten, he agrees to leave. Huh. It is strange, but... But come.
Buenos dias, Senor.
Buenos dias, Senor.
Yes, Cisco, Pancho, by Jove. Jolly good to see you again.
Well, gracias. If you will walk to our horses with us, we will return your gold.
No hurry. At your convenience.
Pancho think the senor not worry about his golds, no?
Not at all, Pancho. Uh-huh. I knew you and Cisco would return eventually.
Your confidence is gratifying, senor. But would you please walk with us? I would like to discuss a plan with you. A plan to catch those two hombres red-handed.
Easier than I thought, Adam.
Sure did, Charlie. All the better. We'll take over tomorrow.
Only trouble is he didn't put up no argument at all. Scared too easy.
What of it?
His eyes wasn't scared, Adam. I'd like to know more about that dude.
All I want to know is that he gets out of this camp tomorrow.
Say, this is frightfully heavy.
That's him now, Adam. Look out the tent and see what he's doing.
Oh, I say, would you be kind enough to help me carry this box to my tent?
You mean that box is full of gold?
Good haul, what?
Well, sure, I'll help you, dude. Just wait till I get my boots back on. Hey, Charlie, we're getting that gold tonight. We'd be plumb crazy to let him get away with that much.
Late, Cisco, it's dark. Wait here for a long time outside of Senor Dude's tent. Nobody come.
Have patience, Pancho.
Uh-huh.
Those hombres will come out of that big box, or I do not know human greed.
Light in the tent, Cisco.
See, the Senor left his lantern burning purposely so that we can see what we are doing.
Senor Dude sleep, no?
Either asleep or pretending to be asleep. Mm-hmm. Careful, Pancho. Here comes someone.
See, two hombres.
Get down. Don't let them see you.
Pancho, not get down any downer.
Get down. Uh-huh.
Get your gun ready, Charlie.
I got it.
Come on.
Make a sound, dude, and I'll kill you. Get your hands up.
Is this a hold-up, fella?
That's right. Tie him up, Adam. Get a gag in his mouth. We're taking your gold, dude, and we're taking you, too.
I'll make a fast job of tying him up. There.
Come, Pancho.
Si.
And we're going to make sure you won't talk about this afterwards.
You will not stop him from talking, hombre?
What the... Dumb him down, Charlie!
You need practice with that gun, hombre? Untie the senor, Pancho.
Easy, go.
What I intend... The business at hand, and so much for you.
Cisco, the other one get away.
Come back here, you hombre.
Let go.
You stay here.
Two down. There, you untied, senor, dude.
Oh, thanks, Pancho. Nice work, Cisco. Very nice.
What's going on? What's that, you? What's going on here? Hey, it's Cisco. Grab him.
Un momento. These are the hombres you want, senor Walsh. They came in here to rob the senor.
He's crazy, Reefer. Adam and me tracked Cisco here.
Why, you coyote? Stand up and we will continue this fight.
No more.
Then take back that lie. Quickly. Very well. Get up here.
No, I quit Cisco.
Then tell the senor the truth.
Adam and me was after the gold, Reefer.
Ah, you squealer.
Quieto. That means shut up.
What about that gold in my saddlebag, hombre?
We put it there. Now let me go, Cisco.
Yeah. You know, I've been getting suspicious of you hombres right along. All right. What say, boys? Shall we hold another court right here?
No, Senor Walsh. Let us take these hombres to the territorial marshal.
I'll take them myself, Cisco.
What's that, dude?
Where the fancy talk go to?
I'm no dude. No? I'm Luke Johnson out of the Denver Police Department. Been after these two for 6 months.
They're
wanted in Denver for murder.
But why did you not arrest them the moment you got here?
Murder in Denver means nothing to these miners here in Yellow Vein. They like a man, they'll stick by him, and I couldn't fight the whole camp.
I'd approve these men were crooks.
Well, it's all right with me, Johnson, if you take them. Just show me your identification.
Here it is. Yeah. And thanks for the help, Cisco.
You are quite a man, Senor Johnson. You not only get your man, but you get rich in the bargain.
I wish I had. But all I dug out of that place was one small nugget. The rest I brought with me for bait.
Ain't that gold in that big box?
That's just plain dirt, sucker. Hold out your hands for these cuffs. And, Cisco, thanks for all the assistance you and Pancho gave me. Without your help, I doubt if I'd been able to make these arrests.
Cisco.
Si, Pancho.
Pancho like to go to a good cafe and get a good meal.
We will do that, Pancho.
Uh-huh.
In the nearby town of Preston. Mm. But first, Pancho, we will go to the barber shop there and get our haircut.
Go to that barber in Preston?
Si.
Oh, no, no, Cisco. Pancho not like that barber.
Well, what is the matter with him?
The last time Pancho go to him, he asked Pancho one big fool question.
He asked you one big fool question?
Yes, Cisco, he do.
Well, what did he ask you?
He asked Pancho how Pancho and his hair cut.
Well, I see nothing wrong with that question, Chico.
Well, Pancho do.
All right, tell me, what is wrong in asking how you want your hair cut?
Because only one way to cut Pancho's hair, Cisco.
Off. Oh, Pancho.
Oh, Cisco.
And so ends another exciting adventure with O. Henry's famous Robin Hood of the West, the Cisco Kid.
Check out the show notes at otrwesterns.com. Send me an email, podcast@otrwesterns.com. Call, leave me a voicemail, 707-98-OTRDW. Again, that's 707-986-8739. Until the next show, have a great day. We'll see you guys later.
Be sure to listen again for another thrilling adventure of the Cisco Kid. Cisco Kid was played by Jack Mather, Pancho by Harry Lang.
Loves. Money? No. The subject. Yes! The subject for today is melody.
A malady? Like when you get sick?
No.
M-E-L-O-D-Y, melody.
The subject for today will be a melody.
Gosh, teacher, what is a melody? Now, if you take a few notes,
say two, or three, or four. You can always add more. And pupils, what have you got? What have you got?
You got a melody.
Right. Now let us fly to nature and lend an ear to the multitude of musical sounds we hear.
I don't hear nothing. Gosh, that's better.
When the robin chirps and the warm-spring weather,
and the cricket rubs his wings together, when the wind blows free through the willow tree, Mother Nature's busy making melody. Oh, the bird and the cricket and the willow tree. Yes, the bird and the cricket and the willow tree.
Oh, you don't need a ticket for the concert in the thicket from the birdie and the cricket and the willow tree.
The willow tree?
The bird and the cricket and the weeping willow tree.
Now, of all the creatures on this earth, only two species can sing. Us, birds, and this animal called Homo sapiens.
Homer sapiens? Man to you.
You see? He even makes melody when he talks.
Why, what do you mean? Well, what do you know about that?
And the female of the species is even more musical than the male. Here we have an example of a few, all overlapping melodies.
Listen, Mabel, I've got the real dirt on this certain, you know who, you won't believe it. I tried to laugh yourself to death, but I knew how you listened. I
tried to laugh at myself. We have here a chart. Quiet! Now we have here a chart. Now we have here a chart which will clearly demonstrate how our lives are lived from A to Z, step by step, to a melody. We are born. We are born. We go to school. Education. Mating season.
Break to me only with thine eyes.
Be merry.
Here comes the bride.
And there goes the groom.
Begin to resent our birthdays. That first gray hair. We are beginning to slow down. We are about finished. Next, we'll discuss inspiration. I want each one of you to draw me a picture of something we make melodies about. Susie Sparrow?
Take a lemon drop moon in the marshmallow sky. Take a candy cane kid with a gleam in his eye. When in walks a dream from heaven above, then a song fills his heart and he sings of love.
Love, 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 love.
Penelope Pinfeather, recite your piece.
Sailing, floating upon the ocean blue gave the inspiration for the song we sing to you.
A life on the ocean wave, a home on the rolling deep.
Here's another one.
Oh, the old iron horse went a-chugging along, chugging along, chugging along.
Full of hammers and nails with a bucket full of nails, singing the railroad song.
Don't forget cowboys.
Get along,
get along,
get along.
With the ki-yi-yippee and the yippee-yi-yay.
And engines.
Oh, bury me not on the lone prairie.
Are there any more?
Mother who, mother who, gives one a thrill but no other could. Beautiful, beautiful, mother.
Oh, we sing about the moon.
We sing about the rain.
We sing about steamboats.
And we sing about planes.
We sing about beauty. But the fact remains that we never...
Now we never, ever sing about brains.
Now, students, in conclusion, I wish to point out that you... Beautiful symphonies are often created from simple melodies like the bird and the cricket and the willow tree.